In the weeks since the Edenville Dam failed, the focus has been on why it failed. But the people who live upstream of the dam also want to know when they'll get their lake back. Robert Belts is standing on the green manicured lawn behind his beautiful two-story home on Wixom Lake. The lawn extends to what used to be the water line.
If you walk down toward the seawall and look down here, it looks like a desert.
When the Edenville Dam failed on May 19th, water rushed through the breach, draining much of Wixom Lake. The lake is really a reservoir. It was created in the 1920s after a hydroelectric dam was built at the confluence of the Tittabawassee and Tobacco Rivers. It would take years to restore Wixom Lake. Last week, Governor Gretchen Whitmer hedged when asked about rebuilding the dam.
I'm inclined to say yes, but I think that there's a lot more information that I need to have to give you the absolute certainty of what next steps look like. But the end goal is, of course, to restore this community as well as we can to the greatness it was prior to this event.
A spokesman for the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy says the investigation into the dam failure will determine, quote, where we go with next steps in relation to whether or not to rebuild, unquote. One option is to allow the rivers to return to their pre-1920 paths.
There's really no better way to bring a river back to life than removing a dam.
That's Brian Graber. He's the Senior Director of River Restoration for American Rivers, whose mission is to restore damaged rivers. Graber says dams should be evaluated for public safety and ecological issues, as well as economic and recreational benefits.
Rivers are volatile, and with climate change, they're even more volatile. And we really need to give rivers the space so that they can flood safely without expecting that infrastructure is going to stop that flooding.
The Edenville Dam long ago went from producing electric power to powering Gladwin County's economy. Scott Govitz is the Associate Vice President of Workforce and Economic Development at Mid-Michigan College. Govitz says tourism dollars and homes on the lake make up a significant part of the county's sales and property tax base.
We have a county that is so reliant upon tourism and these lakes and streams that we have here that are jewels, that we must repair this and get back on our feet. The worst case scenario could be bankruptcies of magnitudes that we've not seen before.
County officials are still assessing the economic impact of the May 19th dam failure and resulting flood. They're very concerned about the long-term hit of not having Wixom Lake. At this point, it's unclear how much it would cost to repair or replace the broken dam or who will pay. For Wixom Lake homeowners like Robert Belts, the suggestion that the dam might not get rebuilt is unthinkable.
You'd see 10,000 people around this lake. They'd all be out with pitchforks and torches. None of them want the lake to disappear, and I do not see that as an option.
Meanwhile, the view of Wixom Lake this summer will likely be the same for many years to come. Nice homes overlooking mudflats with water trickling through a broken dam. I'm Steve Carmody.